flax seeds, golden or brown. Serving size, 1 tablespoon of ground, and the daily recommendation is 1 serving per day. I've talked about the wonders of flaxseed in a few of the book's earlier chapters, including those on high blood pressure, breast cancer, and prostate cancer. Remember how flaxseeds apparently offer miraculous defense against some critical maladies? Okay, you're convinced, but just where do you get flaxseeds and how do you best use them? You can buy flaxseeds in bulk at natural food stores for just a few dollars per pound. They come in nature's finest packaging, a natural hard hull that keeps them fresh. However, Mother Nature packs them a little too well. If you eat flaxseeds whole, they're likely to pass right through you without releasing any of their nutrients. So, for best results, first grind up the seeds with a blender, or a coffee or spice grinder, or buy them pre-ground or milled. The other option is to just chew them really well. Thanks to their antioxidant content, ground flax seeds should last at least 4 months at room temperature. Ground flax is a light, nutty powder that can be sprinkled on oatmeal or salads, soups, frankly, just about anything you're eating. You can even bake with flax without damaging the lignans or omega-3 fatty acids, unlike flaxseed oil. During medical school, I used to just make a few dozen flaxseed muffins at a time and put them in the freezer. Then I'd pop one in the microwave every morning before I ran out the door and get my daily flax fix while eating breakfast surreptitiously on the subway. A side note, are fruit and nut bars fattening? There are a number of energy bars on the market containing only green light ingredients, such as dried fruits, seeds, and nuts. People love them because they're so easy to throw in a briefcase or backpack or purse or eat as a convenient snack on the go. Dried fruits, seeds, and nuts are all nutrient-dense foods, but they're also calorie-dense. Might concentrating so many calories into such a small energy bar contribute to weight gain? To find out, Yale University researchers split about 100 overweight men and women into 2 groups. All the participants ate their normal diet, but half were told to add 2 fruit and nut bars daily. After 2 months, despite the extra 340 calories a day from the bars, the fruit and nut bar group did not gain any weight. Dried fruits and nuts appear to be so satiating that people feel full and unintentionally offset the calories elsewhere throughout the day. Studies on apple rings, figs, prunes, and raisins have found similar results. In the apple study, postmenopausal women who added 2 apples worth of apple rings to their daily diet for 6 months not only didn't gain weight, but experienced a whopping 24% reduction in their LDL, bad cholesterol. That's nearly the effect you'd get from some statin drugs. In general, the 7% of Americans who average a tablespoon or more of dried fruit per day tend to be less overweight, less obese, and they have slimmer waistlines and less abdominal obesity than Americans who don't eat as much dried fruit. Of course, when shopping for energy bars, it's imperative that you read their labels, as many brands have added sugars. Or you can save yourself some money and choose good old-fashioned trail mix. Better yet, how about eating a piece of fresh fruit? Still, if the choice is between an energy bar and a candy bar as an afternoon snack, the choice is clear. Other ways to eat flax seeds. When you're not sprinkling ground flax in your cereal, salad, or soups, or baking it into your muffins, there are plenty of other ways to get your daily serving of flax seeds. There's lots of convenient flax bars, crackers, and snacks on the market these days, a few of which even have all green light ingredients. Honestly, it's pretty easy to make your own flax crackers. Mix 2 cups of ground flax seeds with a cup of water, add whatever herbs and spices you want, and then spread the dough thinly on parchment or silicone-lined baking sheet. Score the dough into 32 crackers and bake at 400 degrees Fahrenheit for about 20 minutes. To flavor mine, I use a half teaspoon each of smoked paprika, garlic powder, and onion powder, but you should play around until you find a salt-free spice profile you prefer. When cut into 32 pieces, each cracker meets your daily dozen serving requirement. I also use my trusty discount dehydrator to make raw flax crackers. All you do is mix a cup of whole flax seeds with a cup of water, along with flavorful ingredients like sun-dried tomatoes and basil. After it firms up for about an hour and gets a jelly-like consistency, I spread it out thinly and dehydrate away. Give it a try. Then you can dip your flax crackers in hummus or another bean dip for double check marks. Since you're using whole flax seeds, though, make sure to chew thoroughly for maximum benefit. Flax seeds have a wonderful binding quality that makes them a great ingredient for thick milkshake-like smoothies. Toss a tablespoon of ground flax into a blender with some frozen berries, unsweetened soy milk, and half a ripe banana or mango, or a few dates for sweetness, and you have a delicious drink containing both classes of protective phytoestrogens, the lignans from flax and isoflavones in soy. Blend in some cocoa powder for a chocolate milkshake that could help improve your chances of both preventing and surviving breast and prostate cancers. This same binding quality makes flax seeds a green light thickener to replace cornstarch. I use flax to make my favorite quickie stir-fry sauce. I start with some bok choy and fresh mushrooms. The water clinging to the bok choy after it's rinsed, along with the liquid that gets released from the mushrooms while cooking, is enough to kind of flash steam the veggies in a hot pan without any added oil. Once the bok choy is tender crisp, I add a cup of water mixed with a tablespoon each of tahini, ground flax seeds and Asian black bean garlic sauce, a fermented yellow-like condiment you can find in a jar at most major grocery stores. Once the sauce thickens, it's ready for some fresh ground pepper and hot sauce if you've got a spicy tooth like I do, and voila! You can even use ground flax seeds to replace eggs in baking. For each egg in the recipe, whisk 1 tablespoon of ground flax with 3 tablespoons of water until the mixture becomes gooey. Unlike chicken eggs, flax eggs are not only cholesterol-free, but they're also packed with soluble fiber to bring your cholesterol down instead of up. It never ceases to amaze me how these tiny little seeds can pack such a health-promoting punch. With just a measly tablespoon a day and so many delicious, easy ways to incorporate ground flax into your sips and bites, there's no reason you shouldn't be able to tick this Daily Dozen checkbox every day.